This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and New Zealand signed the historic Free Trade Agreement, FTA, in New Delhi. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McLay. The agreement, finalized in December last year, facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said the FTA has been concluded in a record 9 months. He said the pace reflects the depth of trust and shared ambition.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in agricultural field.
Speaking at the event, Mr. McLay said this agreement delivers opportunities that New Zealand exporters have never had in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon described the inking of FTA landmark moment in partnership between both countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate today in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljo Stadium in Gangtok. Mr. Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal has ended last evening. Polling in this phase will take place tomorrow. On the last day of campaigning, leaders from various political parties held meetings, rallies and public gatherings in an effort to win over voters. In this phase, 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 women. A total of 3,21,73,837 voters will exercise their franchise in this round. Ladakh Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the creation of five new districts in the Union Territory, taking the total number of districts to 7. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only 2 districts, Leh and Kargil. Describing it as a historic step, the Lieutenant Governor said the decision fulfills a long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan to participate in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting. In a social media post, Defence Ministry said that the visit underscores India's commitment to strengthening regional peace, security and defence cooperation among SCO member states. The government has reaffirmed that fertilizer availability in the country remains robust, with supplies consistently exceeding demand. Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, stated this during an interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the updates related to developments in West Asia.
Fertilizer security is strong, stable and well managed, with availability consistently exceeding the requirement across all major fertilizers, and no shortages have been reported so far. The strong supply position in the Kharif season for the period from 1st April to 26th April, urea availability is 71.58 LMT against a requirement of 18.17 LMT.
In Hyderabad, 5 workers were killed and 12 others were injured when a huge crane collapsed due to heavy wind at a cement bricks company on the outskirts of Hyderabad last evening. The incident occurred in Mahalingapuram, Shankarpally Mandal, Rangareddy district. Police rushed to the spot and launched rescue and relief operations. The injured were admitted to a hospital in Shankarpally. According to officials, 17 workers were on the site at the time of accident. A police officer said they have registered a case and launched an investigation. In badminton, the Indian men's team has entered the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup tournament at Horsens in Denmark. India defeated Australia 5-0 in a Group A match. India will face China tomorrow to decide the group winners. And that is the end of this news bulletin.